For the last few weeks in the month of December, we have been going on a series called The Voices, where we were discussing about different voices that people had in connection to the birth of Jesus. Today is the last part of this series, and for a few minutes I want to bring before you two voices, the voice of wonder and the voice of reason. I'm going to speak about Mary and Joseph, the key players who were part of the birth of Jesus Christ, the voices of two people and how they reacted to the announcement that came to them. I will start with Mary and then we will go to Joseph very quickly. Can we all turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 1? And we will start our reading from verse 26 up to 38. I'm not going to read the whole passage, but I want to make sure that we understand how it all happened. Luke chapter 1 verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Skipping down to verse number 34. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you, and therefore the Holy One who is to be born with will be called the Son of God." And verse number 37, "For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. I want you to pay attention to the last verse that we read, what Mary said back to the angel, "Let it be to me according to your word." I want to bring about three things, three amazing things that we see in what happened in Mary's life. Three amazing things. Number one, it was an amazing announcement. You know, God sent his angel by the name of Gabriel to a city called Nazareth to a particular virgin whose name was Mary. We see that verse number 26 and 27. When he met with her, he announced that she was highly favored and she was a blessed among all the women. There were many women, even in Israel, who could have borne the child, but it was an amazing announcement to a girl in Nazareth who was a virgin. This was the first amazing thing that I can see in this passage. The second amazing thing that I can see is that it was an amazing assignment. This was an amazing assignment that God gave. The fact that this girl, as the Bible scholars say, was only 15 years old. She was a teenage young girl in those days. That was the age where girls were given to marriage back in those days. So she was a 15-year-old teenage girl. And the fact, the assignment was so amazing because she would conceive supernaturally without the help of a man, which is a natural conception. It needs a man and a woman to conceive a child and a baby to be born. But here she would conceive supernaturally, and she would bear God in her womb, whose name would be called Jesus. And this Jesus would not be an ordinary person. If you see the verses here, it says that he will be great. He will be a king. He will be an eternal king who is going to be ruling forever. So Mary would have in a womb a future king any kingly class. What I can understand is that what God's word tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 27 to 29 is that God chooses the weak to shame the mighty. People who are of nothing in the eyes of the world, God will choose them so that He will get all the glory. And nobody will say that I have done it, but God's hand was upon this young girl. And she would be the vehicle that God would choose to bring His own son into this world. So we spoke about it was an amazing announcement. Number two, it was an amazing assignment. And number three, it was an amazing accepting. Or it was an amazing acceptance. You know, we read that Mary, though she did have a doubt of how it's going to happen, but the reaction of Mary is found in verse number 38. It says, "Let it be to me according to your word." She accepted this great assignment that God had given her. Let me tell you one thing. We don't think too much about this. But you know, Mary risked everything to accept this assignment from God. There are four reasons for that. Number one, she risked her family rejection and disapproval. No family would like to find their daughter pregnant before marriage. She knew in that old Jewish custom that when she will announce that she is pregnant and she has a baby in a womb, her family is going to disapprove and she may be rejected by her family. Number two, she risked her reputation and the ridicule of the public. The people in those days, they would not look good upon a woman who has a child out of a wedlock. She did not even get married to Joseph at that time. She was just engaged. So imagine her having a child in a womb and she has to declare that to the other people, to the public. So the second thing is that her reputation would be risky. The third thing is that she would be risking her relationship with Joseph, because for a fact that Joseph will definitely break off the engagement. Just imagine a girl is engaged to be married to a man, the man hears that she's already pregnant. Any normal man would say, "Let us break it off. We are not going to carry forward. I don't want to be the father of another man's child." That's what would be the reaction of Joseph. So she risked her relationship with Joseph. And number four, let me tell you, this was the most critical thing, and I want you to think about that. She risked even her own life. She would risk her life, because according to the Old Testament law that we read in Deuteronomy chapter 22 verses 13 to 21, that if there was no evidence of virginity when she is married, it says that the law says that she should be stoned to death. She should be killed. That was according to the Old Testament law. So she risked even her own life. But Mary, we take it lightly, we read over it, we don't even think twice, but Mary risked everything to accept the great assignment that God had given her. And because she accepted it, it was a voice of wonder in her. It says, "How can this be?" That was all she wondered about. And God brought it to pass. And she became a blessed woman who continued with Jesus to the end of the ministry. She was at the foot of the cross. She was among the 120 who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. She would be the mother of John the apostle and move forward, you know, in her life and ministry. But Mary became a blessed woman. I also want to speak about Joseph for a few minutes. If you turn to Matthew chapter 1 and verses 18 to 25, that is where the passage about how Joseph came to know about it. In chapter 1, Matthew chapter 1 verse 18, it says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, being a just man, not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly." I want to tell you two characteristics about Joseph. One, Joseph was a man of conviction. You know, if you read verse number 19, it says that he had moral integrity. It says he was a just man. He was a man of integrity. He was a good man, a good Jew. That's number one. Number two, even though he was a good man, a religious man, a righteous man. But when the angel, when he had a dream, the angel told him that this is what is going to happen. In verse number 24, it says that Joseph got up from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife. He accepted the commission of God to be the father of a child who would not be his own. He would never be called the child of Joseph, never in the future. It will always be the son of God or the son of Mary. It would never be the son of Joseph. Joseph would be in the background, but he took a decision. He feared God more than the people. Then the third thing that we understand about Joseph is that he had a habit of obedience. When God told him to do something, he would obey without questioning. Many times when God asks us to do certain things, we question him. We say, why? Why God? Why I should do it? But Joseph obeyed everything that God told him. Look at verse number 24. Without replying back, he took Mary as his wife. In chapter 2 and verse number 13 and 14, we read that when he had a dream, he took his family to Egypt according to the word of God. Down below, chapter 2, verse 20 and 21, he says, he brought his family back to Israel according to the word of God. And down below, in chapter 2, verse 22, it says that according to the word of God, he redirected his journey and came and settled in Galilee. Every moment when Joseph was told to do something, he would obey the voice of God. And he was a man of obedience. And finally, about Joseph, he had a habit of worship. Many times we don't really worship God, but in Joseph's life, he worshipped. You know, he took his family and especially his son who was 8 years old to Jerusalem. We read in Luke chapter 2, verse 22 to 24, that he took his son, his 8-year-old son Jesus, to dedicate him according to the Old Testament commandments and to worship God. And Luke chapter 2, verse 41, we read that every year, according to his custom, Joseph would take his family to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast of the Passover every year. He was faithful in his service and he had a habit of worship. Not only he was a man of conviction, Joseph was also a man of compassion. He was considerate about others. See verse number 19. It says that when he heard this, he did not want to declare and make Mary put under everybody's attention. He said he wanted to not make her a public example. He wanted to put her away secretly. A man of compassion. He was considerate. He didn't want to hurt her feelings. And he had tender feelings. So he obeyed God. So let me come to the conclusion of what I was saying. Two persons we know. There was a voice of wonder and a voice of reason. Joseph reasoned. He obeyed God. Mary wondered, but she still obeyed God. Because these two people obeyed God, they could bring Jesus into this world. Today, let me tell you, sometimes God will tell you to do certain things, but can you trust God to do the impossible? Maybe you think it is not humanly possible, but you need to trust God like Mary did, that he can do the impossible. And let me also tell you that it costs something to obey God. When we decide to obey God, it will cost us something. We need to pay the price. You know, God will do a miracle in our lives when, number one, we will serve God regardless of the cost. I don't know what 2014 is going to bring in our lives. But if God brings in your heart to do something, make sure that you obey his commandment. Don't count the cost. God is going to take care of you if you are ready to step out in faith and obey him. Number two, we need to surrender totally to God's plan and purposes. When we say, Lord, here am I. Use me. Use my talents. Use my time. Use my gifting for your purposes. God can take us and use us. And finally, when we trust God in all our ways and acknowledge him in all our paths. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways you acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Can we close our eyes for a minute? This morning we heard the story of Mary and Joseph, who were instrumental in bringing Jesus into this world. They obeyed God even though it was impossible, even though it meant shame to them, but they still obeyed God. And today they are remembered more than anybody living during those days in the land of Judea. If we are willing to obey God, no matter what, God is going to take us to a different level. And God is going to use us according to His purpose and will in a greater realm. When God tells us to do something, let us step out and obey God. Let me pray for each of us. Father, we thank You for this morning. Thank You, Lord, for speaking to us about the different voices that we heard during the past 4 weeks. Thank You, Lord, that they all obeyed Your voices. They all came to You and they all said, we are ready to do what You tell us. Even this day when You call us to do something, Lord, help us not to be hesitant. Help us not to withdraw. But by faith, let us put our foot forward and let us give You the glory and honor. We bless Your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.